Well, as the Beatles said, I read the news today, oh boy, and that news wasn't very good because I've just unfortunately heard about the sad death of Neil Armstrong at the age of 82. Everybody is called a hero now, but there are some people that still deserve that accolade, and I think that Neil Armstrong and all of the Apollo astronauts and anyone who's blasted off into space deserves that. And he was one of those boyhood heroes that I remember being my age, growing up in the Apollo age, the age of the infant space travel. And I was around at the time of 1969 and followed the Apollo missions. The Apollo 8 mission especially was one of them that certainly sticks into my memory. Those iconic photographs that came back from around the moon at Christmas time. I think that was 1968. And then, of course, the moon landings themselves in 1969. And it sticks in my mind partly because of what a wonderful achievement it was. And still now, we look back now, nobody since, I think it was Apollo 17, left the moon. No person has ever stood on the moon ever since that day in the early 1970s, which seems very, very hard to believe. And there's not going to be anything quite like that until anyone gets to Mars and first sets foot on the planet Mars, however many years in the future that may be. But it still won't have quite the same effect, I don't think, because looking at those pictures then, living that now, even people now, the reaction on the internet generally, but I'm sure it'll be the same in the media, in the press, etc., on TV when everyone catches up with the news. Looking back at those photos, it was one of those that everybody knew where they were at that time. The whole world stopped to watch that particular event. You know, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin coming down the steps of the lunar module onto the surface of the moon. You know, it's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, all that. And then what came after that. And one other thing about Neil Armstrong that I admired was the fact that he didn't go to his head. I'm not saying it did to any of the others, but he shunned a lot of the publicity. He just let life take its course. And when you think he was the most famous man in the world at that time, the first man ever to have set foot on another world from Earth, and no one is ever going to do that again, you know, but he was the first person to do that. And when you know and read a bit about those old Apollo missions, you realise that those people really did have what they called the right stuff. They called it that for very good reasons. Several colleagues, obviously, are Neil Armstrong's and Buzz Aldrin's and Michael Collins, died in the attempt to get to the moon. And obviously, we all know about Apollo 13, what a close scrape that was. But apparently, when they sort of sat at the top of that big Saturn V rocket on the launch pad on sort of July 1969, they knew that they had a 50% chance of getting back. It was literally 50-50. And the technology at that time, it's an often quoted statistic, but it's true. Our pocket calculators that we use nowadays, that I've got in this phone that I'm recording this on, has got more technology, it's got more computer power than they had on that Apollo 11 mission. And that's pretty stunning when you think about it. It was literally sort of driving by the seat of your pants type of thing. So they had a lot of faith in that, a lot of guts that took to do that. And as I said, sometimes, you know, we use the hero, gets bandied around, and sometimes it's a genuine reasons for that. And I think Neil Armstrong is one of those people who can definitely be called a hero. There won't be, as I said, there won't be anybody like him, because nobody can ever do what that man did. Maybe it was a bit of luck, I don't know. But he was the man, and he did it, and he did it with grace, and he did it with humility. And we should remember that, because you can just imagine what some people might be like if they had been in his position. But he didn't do that. You know, he didn't play on it at all. He was very humble right to the end. So rest in peace, Neil Armstrong, somebody that I will always remember, as I said, because watching those images at that time. And the other thing that I remember takes me back is because I watched them with my father, and that's something, once again, that you can't ever recreate, especially as he sadly died a few years ago as well. Watching them, he even woke me up in the middle of the night to go downstairs and watch that iconic moment. And over here, it was something like 4 o'clock in the morning that Neil Armstrong came down the steps of the lunar module onto the surface of the moon and uttered those immortal words. As I said, that will never happen again for lots of different reasons. So there you go, a sad day. And I just thought I had to say something and just put it on record, my thoughts, my feelings, and I'm sure I speak for a lot of other people as well. So as I said, rest in peace, Neil Armstrong. You deserve it. Thanks for all you did as well. Goodbye.